from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Top six at six.
That what? Was right up there.
That could be the best ever.
Yeah, right. That was good.
I think that might be.
Just straight out of the middle. And in fact, I saw the World Cup ad on last night and I did top six at six at home on my own.
Aww.
In the bedroom. I was like, top six at six. And then I saw David Warner in the ad and I thought of all the cricketers you could have used. Yeah. You put David Warner in. The guy behind Sandpaper Gate.
He's must have spoiled guy,
the
ad for
you. It just it makes no sense to me why you would continue to market a national game with a guy who's a cheat. And it's not about him being 4 foot tall. That's fine.
It never is.
No. Top six at six. Da-da-da. Number one. Conservative US commentator Candace Owens claims Australians are an oppressed people suffering under a totalitarian regime and asks, when do we invade to spread democracy?
We're fine, thanks.
Never even heard of her.
No. Shush.
Shushy.
They keep pushing this thing, the conservatives over there.
We don't need your help.
Is it Fox by any chance?
There's a few Fox heads.
Yeah, I'd say it's Fox.
We're right, thanks, Candace.
Yeah. We're right, Candace.
Thank you, Candace.
Take your foot off the gas, Candace. And have a day off.
Check your hospitals, Candace.
That's just the start.
Yeah. I know. Check your manners.
Put your manners back in, Candace.
Candace, put your manners back in. Number two, the Melbourne Cup runner becomes the first ever horse to be paid out as a winner before the race even runs. What's this?
Incentivise, that is. Sportsbet paid out the winner of the Melbourne Cup.
Already?
I don't understand
it's
that.
It's a promotional thing and you're talking about it, so that...
Yep.
Well, it helps to talk about it if you understand what you're talking about.
I thought you'd understand. I apologise.
No, it's okay. It's not your fault. I blame Will.
Same with the D's winning the grand final.
Yes,
like
they did. They do it all the time.
Weeks before.
Oh, okay. Number three, Daniel John says, I wouldn't even get Silverchair back together for $1 million with a gun to my head.
Well, you probably would.
Just depressing for the other boys in the band to hear that, particularly from me, if they haven't heard it yet.
Oh, did he say that?
Did he really say that?
Maybe a million's not enough.
How much is enough? Would he do it for five?
Yeah.
It's a stunning sunrise, by the way.
It's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Get up if you're thinking about rolling over.
Morning.
Get up.
Yes, Daniel's not having a bar of Silverchair. He's seems to have been very scarred by the Silverchair experience.
Is it by fame itself he's scarred by?
I think so.
Yeah.
He talked about the anxiety that comes with Silverchair.
Yeah.
Fame is very young too.
15.
15.
Yeah. Mm. Michael J. Fox's charity for Parkinson's disease has raised over $1 billion.
Amazing.
Oh my God. That's great news.
That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
$1 billion. And he seems to be sort of soldiering on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'd be late.
How old
50s,
is he now?
I reckon he'd be.
I reckon he's older than that.
Do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like he is.
Oh, he'd have to be,
he's 60.
He?
60.
He turned 60 this year. Yeah.
Just
9th of June.
1 year older than that. 9th of June?
Yeah.
I know a 9th of June. Number five, ESPN host unloads on cancerous Simmons, who must be traded. Of course, that's in relation to Ben Simmons, the Australian basketballer who's doing strange things in Philadelphia.
Mm. Stephen A. Smith is that ESPN host. I'll play you the grab and back page.
Oh, good sell.
Coming up.
See how he did that?
6:40. Mm-hmm. Well done, Will.
He's learning.
Yeah.
Number six, Dan Andrews announces Sydney Meyer Music Bowl gig next weekend for the fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Lineup includes Baker Boy, Victor and Linda Bull, Vicar and Linda Bull, not Victor and Linda Bull. Who wrote that?
I don't do this sheet.
It was a copy and paste. I apologise. I didn't read it.
Victor and Linda Bull.
Victor.
Victor, Victor.
Vic.com.
I mean...
Victor. Someone go get Vic?
No, because it says Victor and then jumps down to Linda Ball. So if
hang on, it's Linda Ball.
Oh no.
It says Victor. It says Victor and Linda Ball.
Are we sure it's not a different act?
Are we sure it's not a cover band doing Victor and Linda Ball songs?
A fair question.
Hang on.
But now I'm nervous. Is it really Grace Cummings?
Or Lizard Wizard and Emil and the Sniffers?
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Oh, man.
No, that's a great... They're a great Melbourne band.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Emil and the Sniffers.
They're great.
Very good.
Very good band.
Top six at six.
What's on the front page? Ba-ba-da-ba. If you missed last night's cricket action, you can catch up with KO Minis, the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup condensed match highlights. And if you're new to KO, start your free trial today. The wide world of Will, what's happening, Will?
Thank you, Troy. If you do want to catch that replay and don't want it spoiled,
yes,
then I don't know, do something else for a little bit.
Okay.
To talk about
spoiler
it.
Alert.
A thumping 8-wicket defeat to India last night in Dubai for the Aussies. India cruised to 152 with more than two overs to spare.
152, bit below par.
We started 3 for 11. That was the worst part of the innings.
So Warner goes. Who else?
Warner for one, Finch for eight, and Marsh a golden duck.
Mitch Marsh.
Expected to have a big tournament. So hopefully this is just an aberration.
Mitch Marsh has been given more opportunities, top flight cricket, than anyone I can ever remember. And I'm including Tubby Taylor through the 90s in that.
Steve Smith hit 57 off 48 and Maxwell and Stoinis both 37 and 41 respectively. So they steadied the ship a bit, but not a good result. Rohit Sharma for India retired on 60 to allow batting practice for his teammates.
How embarrassing.
That's where we're at.
Guys are walking out going, you have a go.
Yep.
God
our first
almighty.
Official
should
game.
Should have knocked his head off.
Our first official game of the World Cup is against South Africa this Saturday at 9 p.m. Catch it on KO, of
Who
course.
Who wants to have a bat? These guys are out. How awful. God, fancy a batsman retiring to let someone else have a go.
It's like backyard cricket.
Oh, it's that's T20 for you right there. I don't care if it's a warm-up game. Warm-up. Or I don't care.
Okay.
It's hit and giggle, and they're going to make us sit through this every year.
Yep. Well, if we focus on Test cricket, James Pattinson has retired from Test cricket officially 7 weeks before the first Test, struggling with a knee injury. He was expected to be named in the Australian squad, which will be named closer to December, somewhere in the next few weeks.
But he wants to play Shield cricket.
Yes, so he's going to continue playing for Victoria and also consider county cricket in England, or place cricket, as Matt calls it.
Well, what happened? Don't start, please. I can't handle that conversation.
Oh, dear.
But what happens is when you're in the squad, you get called up, you miss so much cricket.
Yeah.
You know, he's just saying, listen, I don't want to be a fringe guy. Just remove me from your calculations. I'm going to play some Shield cricket.
Yeah, he said it wouldn't do him and his teammates justice. He didn't want to be a distraction in the Ashes squad. He's had an injury-riddled career, so very good bowler at his best.
That mate steamed in.
Yep, it means that Michael Neeser, Sean Abbott and Mark Steckerty come into the picture.
Steckerty.
A bit of depth in the bowling lineup.
Is he a friend of yours from school?
No.
Steckerty Cook.
Steckerty Cook.
And Ben Simmons. This situation is so fascinating.
It's a disaster for Ben's PR, for his own brand.
Yeah. Oh, his brand's in tatters.
And now it's becoming a disaster for Philadelphia, the club.
Yep. So he was kicked out of training, suspended for a game by the club. That game is today against the Pelicans at 11 a.m. Catch it on KO. He has been ignoring most of the staff in the facilities, apparently.
Oh, he's losing me, this kid.
Could this be, and I don't like to talk about these people, part of the Kardashian curse? He dated Kendall Jenner.
If you want to include it.
I think it's certainly his personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's a petulance around this kid that is next level.
Yeah. Leading NBA voice and ESPN pundit Stephen A. Smith was vocal, and here is what he said about Simmons.
And a player of that magnitude has the ability to be a disruptive, dare I say, cancerous force on a team. He's basically prioritizing for the Sixers organization. You need to get me the hell up out of here as soon as you possibly can.
Was he rapping?
I don't know why he has that. It's like the traffic.
It's like a rap battle with Eminem. It's like 8 Mile.
So online, Simmons' first game at home, which is this Saturday against the Nets, has been built up as must-watch TV. With Philadelphia's fans notoriously hostile towards their own fans.
I just don't know how this resolves unless they just let him go.
Yep. It's going to be fascinating.
He's made such a dick of himself.
So let's see if he plays for them this weekend. It should be very good to watch.
Mm-hmm.
That is the wide world of Will.
The Marty Shergold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.